It's been a while. Months to be exact. I don't know the exact months. Amount of months. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. And you know what? I don't even want to expose myself like that. So it's been a while. I wish I could say that I have been out and about and away from this podcast because I was working on something really iconic and grand that took up all my time. But you know what? I suppose in a way I can't say that because I've been working on me. That's the grand thing. And trying to get my whole entire life together. You know, when I started this podcast, I was coming out of a really, I hate this phrase, dark place, because I feel like everyone uses it. Why am I trying to be individual? Why am I trying to be cute? I was coming out of a very dark place and entering into a mildly dark place. And I thought that perhaps throwing myself into this work would facilitate that last stretch of healing that would get me out of that tunnel. But as it turns out, I just needed more time to feel, more time to cry, more time to make iffy choices. I've made several. More time to vent to friends and family, more time to go to therapy, more time to write in my journal, etc. And that space is filled up with so much useful, powerful humanity. But the one thing that's definitely missing from it is discipline. Okay? The up and down nature of that time in my life did not engender me towards any kind of consistency. So y'all kind of got a raw deal. I mean, maybe you didn't, because maybe you were like, good, I'm glad she stopped this. But if you was into it, you might have got a raw deal from me. So I gave, because I like, what did I give you guys? Like 4 inconsistent episodes, and I just like peaced out, disappeared. But finally, after months of toiling in that space of inconsistency, I can finally say your girl is doing okay. You know, the doll is doing pretty well, given the circumstances, of course. And some of that obviously is immense privilege that I have, but some of that is also a lot of hard work on my end to get myself all the way together, and here we are. So this little mini episode really just serves as both a celebration of me and my healing, because not only do I go where I am celebrated, but I also facilitate said celebration sometimes, because why not? And some of y'all, it's quarantine, y'all not here to cheer me on, so I gotta do it myself. But it also serves as a vehicle for me to share with you some of the things you should be looking out for from this podcast. So first things first, I'm moving over to a bi-weekly format. Thank God, because it shouldn't be super hard to do weekly podcast about short, brief poems. But I think it's just trying to do that plus trying to do everything else in my life. I'm acting like I'm like a socialite with so much to do, but it's a little overwhelming. So we're moving to a bi-weekly format, so starting this Monday and every other Monday after that, expect an episode from yours truly, where we will be reading a poem and discussing it, you know, like usual in each episode. As most of y'all returning listeners know, I'm going to have a writing prompt in the episode, and I encourage you guys to participate. You can send me your work at leanna.comminss@gmail.com so it can potentially be read aloud on the show or posted on the gram, giving you your credit, of course. Each episode or each show will have show notes, and they won't differ from what I've already done in the past. They'll just include all sources and references for you to check out on your own time. They'll also include the writing prompt and a link to a spoken word poem in an effort to change y'all's heart about spoken word, because a lot of y'all be hating, and I hate to see it. So we're trying to change it. Like, we're trying to do something about it. And then every other Friday I will be curating. I love that word because it makes me sound real fancy. I will be curating a little 5-song playlist that makes me think of the poem I shared with you all. You can find the playlist in the link in the show notes, as well as the link in Poet Breathe Now's IG bio. It'll be available to stream for 2 weeks, so tune in. It's going to be on Spotify. Sorry to my Apple Music listeners, but what you can do is you can either listen to it on, like, the little Spotify, like, not premium stuff, or you can just look at the songs listed and add them on your Apple Music. Look, I ain't doing both. I'm not going to get Spotify and Apple Music unless one of y'all sponsoring me. I'm not going to wait. Okay. Lastly, I'm going to try to be a bit more interactive on my Instagram page. Follow Poet Breathe Now at poet_breathenow on Instagram, and you can interact more with me and other writers and poets in the stories and comment section whenever y'all feel like congregating. Come through. We're hopefully building a community of creatives that'll share the wealth of knowledge, perspective, and joy that poetry brings. Chime in. Join the communal world we're attempting to build here. Show up, show out. And actually, lastly, if you enjoy the show and what I put out so far, spread the word, honey. Reshare, post on social media, tell people via word of mouth, put the link in your bio, whatever you're most comfortable with. Just spread the good word so we can spread the wealth of poetry. Hello. So yeah, that's really it. This is very brief. I probably could have put this in an Instagram caption, but I'm not going to do that because nobody reads those. And maybe nobody listens to this, but hopefully a few of you guys are tuning in. Thank you so much to all of those who have tuned in the past, are tuning in right now, checked in, expressed that you missed the show, wanted to know what was going on. I really appreciate it because sometimes with art, you can love it and want to be present with it, but still find yourself neglecting it ultimately because life is filled with excuses. I have many. I'm into them sometimes. But communal support for someone's expression can be, you know, the catalyst to pull them back into that world so they can continue their work. So thank you to those of you who gently tugged me in the right direction. Kind of just reminding me of all the unfinished work I've started over here. So without further ado, or maybe, okay, better to say, how do I end this? What's going on here? I don't know how to end this. Well, I'll see you all this upcoming Monday with another poem to flood your airways. That's what we gonna say. Cause woo, I don't know how to finish this. Oh my God. See y'all.